This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Florida fire teams work through the night in hopes of finding survivors in the Miami area building collapse that has left nearly 100 people missing. Only one death has been reported, but officials fear that number may skyrocket as they dig into the rubble of Champlain Tower South. The 12-story building collapsed early Thursday. More than 100 people were unaccounted for, including 35 pulled from the wreckage. The Champlain drew people from around the globe, some to visit, some to live. South American officials said 22 people from four countries were missing. Israel reports 20 missing citizens. There are also an undetermined number of Americans unaccounted for. The World Health Organization says Africa is facing a fast-surging third wave of COVID-19 pandemic, with cases spreading more rapidly and projected to soon overtake the peak of a second wave the continent witnessed at the start of 2021. A WHO regional office in Africa says the pandemic is resurging in 12 African countries. Meanwhile, the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus, first identified in India, has been detected in 14 African countries. With rapidly rising case numbers and increasing reports of serious illness, the latest surge threatens to be Africa's worst yet, according to the WHO Regional Director for Africa. He says just more than 1% of Africans have been fully vaccinated. 2.7 billion COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered globally, but the organization says just 1.5% of those shots has gone to the African continent. And the Associated Press reports that its analysis of recent COVID-19 deaths reveals that nearly all of them occurred in people who were unvaccinated. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Respect LGBT rights or leave the European Union, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte told his Hungarian counterpart as the bloc's leaders confronted Viktor Orban over a law that bans schools from using material seen as promoting homosexuality. Several participants spoke at the most intense personal clash among the 27 EU leaders in years on Thursday night. Rutte told reporters on Friday, quote, "It was really forceful, a deep feeling that this is not, that it could not be. It was not about our values. This is what we stand for. I said, stop this. You must withdraw the law. And if you don't like that and really say the European values are not your values, then you must think about whether to remain in the European Union." French President Emmanuel Macron calls it a battle over civilization and culture. Hungary is now likely to face a legal challenge at the EU's highest court. Luxembourg's prime minister says Budapest should also be a subject as an un-yet-tested procedure to cut EU funding for those who violate democratic rules. The new mechanism was introduced as closely aligned conservative governments in Poland and Hungary have shielded one another for years from grave sanctions under existing tools to protect EU democratic and human rights values. The provisions for schools have been included in the law primarily aimed at protecting children from pedophiles, a link that Belgium's prime minister has described as, quote, primitive. In power since 2010 and facing another election next year, Orban has been increasingly conservative and combative in promoting what he says are traditional Catholic values under pressure from the liberal West. He told reporters before the closed-door meeting that the law was not an attack on gay people, but aimed at guaranteeing parents' rights to decide their children's sexual education. The EU is pushing Orban to repeal the law, the latest in a string of restrictive policy towards media, judges, academics, and migrants. 17 out of the 27 leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, signed a joint letter reaffirming their commitment to protecting gay rights. She said that they all made it clear that the fundamental values they adhered to. And Derek Chauvin, the former police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd, faces up to 40 years in prison when he is sentenced on Friday. Chauvin was convicted in April of second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter in Floyd's death. The former police officer has been in jail since his conviction. Floyd, a black man, was killed in May 2020 when Chauvin, who is white, kneeled on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Chauvin also faces separate federal civil rights charges in Floyd's death. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.